gospel refers to the calling and the mission of the 12 apostles. Here we are presented with the framework of the church. How can we not perceive the implicit invitation addressed to each community to renew its vocation and missionary drive? Just like Moses, the apostles announced to hopeless men and women what God wanted to make of them, his people, Israel, a priestly people, the figures of the new people of God. Peter, Andrew, James, this list opens the immense line of Christ's followers, but it doesn't end there. You are also on that list, called by Christ by your first and last name. You, in union with the apostles of Christ, the martyrs, and the saints of all ages, when you hear this gospel, do you feel the joy of being Christian? You have been chosen by Christ, not because of your merit or qualities, but purely and simply because he wanted it. And you, like them, have received the same power from Christ to cure all sickness and disease, cast out demons, and raise the dead. In the face of the world that is dying because it does not know Christ or has rejected him, we have the remedy because we have the weapons of Christ. And we cannot continue lamenting ourselves as if things had no solution. Jesus, seeing the crowd, felt compassion for them because they were like a sheep without a shepherd. In the gospel, it is compassion that immediately precedes choice. Christ feels compassion not only for the physical situation of the crowd, that is why he will send out his apostles to heal the body, but above all, for their spiritual state and eternal salvation. Christ wants blood that he will shed for many to touch people so they may benefit from his redemption. To achieve this, he will need workers, many workers. It is why he chose the 12. In the psalm, we sing, "We are your people and sheep of your flock." The psalm leads us, as if by the hand, to the pure and holy sacrifice of the new covenant in the blood of Christ. It is a true sacrifice and atonement and thanksgiving, the Eucharist. In him, we can do reparations to our offenses to the Father, since in him, the body and blood of Christ shed for our sin is offered. In addition, the admirable and holy sacrifice of the cross is sacramentally made present in the Holy Mass. And it is this sacrifice, the one that finds and constitutes the church as a mystical body of Christ and the congregated people of God. On the cross, in the Eucharist, we are his people, the sheep of his flock, a holy, royal, and priestly people. So even though we sometimes feel lost and without hope or direction, God wants us to remember that we can reconnect with his kingdom throughout sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross and be part of his people and be saved above all odds through Christ. Amen.